Hello, Karen speaking.
Hi Karen, my name's Nadia. I'm calling on behalf of Forest and Bird. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Great. I just want to quickly let you know the call is recorded for training and quality purposes, but today's call is not a fundraising call whatsoever. I would just like to check in with you, share some much needed positive news, and say a massive thank you to you for everything you do to protect wildlife in New Zealand.
It's a nice call. Thank you very much.
It's a huge pleasure. Without you, so many of our most vulnerable creatures would just not have a future. But before I start my quick discussion, may I just check in and ask you, how are you coping with the current situation? Are you aware of the support available to you if need be?
To be honest, I'm mentally coping quite well. As long as everyone I care about is safe,
Yes.
I'm okay. I'm grateful for a lot of things.
Yeah, I think that is the best human response I've had in the last 3 weeks that I've been doing these calls.
Oh my goodness, good.
That's a good one. Thank you for brightening up my day.
Have you become a counselor for a few people?
Yeah, shame you, especially the elderly. You can, especially if they stay alone on their own.
Oh,
And
I'd be
yeah, they
loving
do.
talking to you.
Shame, bless their soul. Yeah, they talk about their garden and their cats and
Oh my goodness.
shame. I really do feel for them because you
Yeah, me
actually
too.
didn't realize, I didn't realize, especially when you are that elderly, over the age of 70, how much you are grateful for having your kids or your grandkids over for a quick cup of tea or a lunch or a dinner. And now they
Yeah.
don't have that. And
Yeah,
so it's
no.
quite sad, you know, for specifically the elderly. Of course, there's other people that are going through a much more things, you know, financially or stress related. They don't know if they've got a job or, you know, there's obviously different reasons. But then again, you get so many people. Like I had a member yesterday, and she said to me, she's had a really crap 2 weeks, to be really honest. And she was
Yeah,
literally
yeah.
75 years old. And so I was like, okay, here we go. Like I'm ready for this.
Buckle up. Yeah.
And then she said, but you know what, Nadia? I've been blessed in so many ways today. And then she just turned completely towards the positive. She had this nurse over to give her the flu jab now for all the over 75 or 70 years olds. And the nurse
Yeah.
looked at her medication, what she's currently on. And she said to her, like, I can actually, you know, speak to someone to get you like a government free medicine for your blood pressure. You don't have to pay for this. And so she gave me this whole story, how this nurse has actually not over and above helped her, not even financially, but on the medical side, has also financially helped her out now, and she's saving like $80 a month now, which is a lot for her on a
That's
pension.
huge.
Yes,
Yeah.
so since she just went all positive, and then she told me about she's baked the bread in her slow cooker, first time she's baked the bread in her slow cooker, and now she has bread for the whole week. And so she just went from negative to completely, you know, the bright
To
side of life.
grateful.
Yes,
Yeah,
and that's
good. Good, good,
amazing.
good. You're doing an extra service, talking to these people and giving them some company.
Yes, for sure. I can do. Obviously, some of them are like, yes, and then just get over and done with the call. But the majority of the people are really grateful for these types of calls. And even if we can help, a lot of people might not know the government contact details to reach out to ask for the, you know, the subsidy on the salary perspective. You know, we've got a document from government. I can give them the links or, you know, contact
Wow.
number for them to reach out to. So whatever way we possibly, humanly possibly can help, you know, we try for sure. And sometimes it's just listening. You know, the majority of them will
Yeah.
just need a shoulder to lean on for a 10-minute discussion, and then we're done.
Yeah.
For
Oh, I'm
sure.
even more grateful I chose Forest and Bird as a a trust I wanted to support.
Oh, what inspired you to become a part of us?
I love nature. To be completely honest, it was, yeah, that's where I
Awesome.
wanted to put some money to
Yes.
help you guys out. And my goodness, the magazines are stunning
Yes.
and quite informative.
It's so interesting. I had so many members, and I just laugh because they would tell me, like, I am actually kicking my butt for never reading your magazines because I never had the time. Now that I did, I'm like, oh my gosh, I've lost out on so much. Why have I never read your magazines? So yeah, people are, I can honestly say people are thoroughly enjoying our magazines at this stage.
They get them, I hope, which is awesome.
As long as New Zealand Post can deliver our magazines to our members, you can still expect it coming your way, of course. Sadly, we're not allowed to go out as much as we want to, but we do hope the magazine updates you, maybe triggers a quick breakaway as soon as this lockdown is over and done and it's safe for us to travel again, to also to go out and enjoy and explore nature again. But in the meantime, we do hope the magazine keeps you connected to nature, as well as the forest and bird family, of which you are a very big part of, Karen.
It is quite incredible what you guys do. And you just added a piece of it, like you would all be out there gathering information, reporting, taking photos. I didn't think about that piece.
Yes.
it would be quite different for you right now. So, wow. Thank you so much.
It's a huge pleasure. Huge pleasure. Is there anything else I can do for you? Your address is, of course, the one you got the magazine on, and your email address, is that still in working order? You receive communication from us?
Yeah. You guys are really good at communicating.
Awesome.
Yeah, you've just actually blown me away with the call. What an amazing thing you guys are doing.
Great. I'll definitely pass your compliment on. They can have a listen
please.
To our call.
Please do.
I will. I'll definitely pass your compliment on to the higher above.
and sending you lots of energy to continue what you're doing, because I can only imagine it's tiring.
No, I actually thoroughly enjoy this, to be really, really honest
awesome.
With you. Like, it's just my way of also kind of giving back to humanity in a way. Of course, I'm fully behind forest and birding and, you know, what they actually do out there in the environment and the beauty of New Zealand. Myself, not being a Kiwi from South Africa, being here 6 months, I know the beauty what this country has.
Yeah, I love all my doors open and windows. And, like you just said, you couldn't do that.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. And also just for her now to experience like all the native birds in New Zealand, she's very curious about that, because in the street where we live is quite busy. So we have a lot of buses, literally in privilege in the sense of this, in literally 200 meters from our doorstep, there's like 4 bus stops. So it's very accessible, but obviously the hustle and the bustle happening in our busy street, we've never heard the tuis. We've seen an odd one here and there in the garden. And then it's like, oh, quickly run, there's a tui. Like, that's a native bird of New Zealand. And like, you know, looking at it in our garden, we're like, wow, you know, we don't have that in South Africa. And then the other day, it was the first week in lockdown, we just heard this heck of a conversation in birds happening in the back garden, and we're like, what the heck is going on? And we're like, oh my gosh, that's a sound a tui actually makes. So we could, for the first time 2 weeks ago, actually hear the sound the tui makes. And you
what
know
a gift.
Yes, and now we have fantails in our garden as well, and they're just as vocal from that perspective.
So
and
do we.
It's wonderful.
It is. With everything slowing down, the birds are having a party.
Yep, for sure. And I don't know if you saw it on social media in Plymouthon. I think it was Easter Sunday. We had orcas here in Wellington, in Plymouthon. Literally seven or eight orcas.
Yeah.
So then you
incredible,
might
right?
like 100 meters from the sea, from the shore, like in, you could literally see them. There was one photograph or video that a guy took on the Plymouthon boat jetty, where it was quite close, and you could actually see the entire orca, like from the nose to the end, you know, his end. That's how clear, and how close they were to the shore. So that just shows one, you know, if they feel comfortable and safe enough to come out that close, then you should know that we're doing something right within this whole lockdown thing, for sure.
There are some pros happening, and families are spending more quality time. And
I had a member yesterday tell me he normally works on average an 11-hour shift a day. So he hardly sees, you know, his kids dinner time. He always eats alone on dinner time. And he said to me, Nadia, it's the first time in 6 years that I've actually been able to sit down, cook dinner with my wife, and us four sit down and have dinner. And I'm loving it. So I said to him, I can only imagine if you work that long hours to, obviously, for your family to survive and, you know, live a life, you know, it must be really, really nice for you to actually enjoy sitting down and having dinner with your kids again. And he said to me, I've actually rethought about a lot of things. We could actually, you know, go with a lot less money and rather let me be home on normal times. So I think that does make a lot of people rethink. I think life
hugely
overall.
Hugely important. That's
for
so
sure.
Important. Yeah.
For
if
sure.
he can do that, he'll live his life going, I'm so glad I did that, instead of, oh, I
Exactly.
didn't see my
Regret.
children grow up.
Exactly what he said to me. So I honestly do think, people are rethinking a few things in life, or I would hope the majority of people would actually, because
Me
there's
too.
so much that they are losing out on, that's for sure.
Yeah, me too. Me
For
too.
sure.
What a pleasure to talk to
Wow, absolute. I was just about to say, you're definitely my caller of the day, my little corner in my lounge. I'm going to put Karen Drent, Auckland, caller of
I have a
the
big smile on my
day.
face. I'm so glad I took the call, and yeah, thank you for doing what you're doing.
It's an absolute pleasure. It was a delight chatting to you. Please do take care. Be safe and, hang in there. We're nearly getting through this. But once again, thank you for giving nature a voice. We really do appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Nadia, and
You
all the same to you. Stay safe, stay well.
Thank you. Same, same. Sweet. Have a good day.
Cheers.
Chat
You
soon.
too.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.